I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into a new week. KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We love Monday nights. You know why, Scott? You know what's up on the TV right here?
Football game.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars. I was going to say Dancing with the Stars. Oh, I should turn to the football game. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding. Of course.
I know you're
kidding. It's the Monday night football game.
Well, you're kind of kidding. You're kind of into that reality.
Well, the good
stuff.
News is all of the stations that I ever want in my dreams are right in here in front of me. So, yes, and right now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers look like they punched it in, and they're going to go up on the Rams 14-7. And so, yeah, it's a good one. Nice little fight there. We're going to start things off, though. We've got a lot to talk about. And right off the bat here, Scott was at the Utah game Saturday. I was at the BYU game on Saturday. We've got a lot to jump into. And here's the best part of our week. We get to jump in, and I told Scott, you can have your choice, and we're going to go Utah first. So here we go. Without further ado, it's a 705 cut right here.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
BYU won the toss, but we deferred to the second segment of the show. So,
hey, we'll take the ball. We'll go score.
Yeah, hey,
first
why not?
An interception or two or five.
By the way, the cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a $500 free offer. That sounded like a little bit of resentment in there, Scott. I don't know. Maybe
you know.
Hand the ball. Look, everybody gets a turnover. Why not? Yeah,
here's the deal. Okay, I think there's like as if you're a fan, you're optimistic. You're like, okay, I think this team could be pretty good. You know, we got all these guys coming back on offense, and we have talent on defense. A lot of talent on defense, but they're young. I mean, nine of them never haven't started a game, and I think the kind of like unrealistic fan thought that this was just going to be amazing and Utah was going to win because they're so used to it. And they usually beat USC at home. And so the reality is the offense that was supposed to carry the defense was non-existent, and the defense was really carrying the offense in this game, and it totally flipped. And that in some ways is the beauty of like football. I mean, that's why we watch it, because we just don't know, you know,
right.
We think we know, we have all these expectations and these guesserts, you know, people not experts, but
well,
they
that's,
guess.
That's kind guesserts. Of my deal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, of course, we live in that world. And but here's what I saw. I saw like hesitation from some guys on defense, guys missing assignments, guys not fitting in the run game, like, because Utah's really good at this, where everyone knows their assignment and they fit in their gaps and it's really hard to run. And although they were pretty good against the run, there were still some mistakes. And those are things you see in the first game of a season. You see missed tackles. You see missed assignments. You see an offensive line that was like about a half step slow all night long.
Right, they got toasted, yeah.
And you have two quarterbacks who are – they're athletic, but they're not Tyler Huntley as far as their escapability. They're just not.
We heard so much going into this game about the quarterbacks, and I think that was part of the disappointment was, okay, either one of these guys goes in, you've got a shot. And Cam Rising fumbles the ball on the four. That's the last time we see him on the evening after that injury. And then you've got Jake Bentley that comes in, and it was kind of, you know, it was surprising to me that a and here's my first question that I had for you was, is this because all we have seen is this team only this entire offseason? They just keep playing against themselves, and they can't actually gauge themselves against real opponents in a real game.
Yeah, I mean, so all of those things that I'm describing and what you just described, the fumbles, the, you know, the inconsistent play on the offensive line, those are things you just see in a first game, right? So this is just a normal first game that you have against, like, a Northern Illinois or a Wyoming or, a Weber State or
something. But you can outpunch those guys because the talent is such a big disparity.
And Utah would have been right in this game. I mean, it would have been a tied game had they not – because USC got 13 points over turnovers. And, I mean, the late score was, you know, Utah going for it on fourth down. But so it was actually a close game because USC was not, like, burning down the doors. I mean, they were – they didn't, you know, really the biggest surprise of this entire game is Utah's defense is pretty decent. For a bunch of young guys, it seriously is a pretty decent, talent is talent, and it just shows up. And it may be out of position and may see mistakes, but when guys are fast, athletic, and talented, it just absolutely shows up.
All right, let me play a couple of clips from Coach Kyle Whittingham after that loss. 33-17 was the final. The Utes fall to USC. There was a moment where, and everybody who watched the game had the television portion of it cut out for, I think it was like a series and a half.
Well, just turn the radio on.
I know, but the whole thing was, I did. That's how I do it every time. But the whole thing was they had up, Rod Gilmore's on the screen going, yeah, COVID's been tough on the whole country, don't you think? I'm going, this is not what people wanted. And I bet a lot of people turned it off because the Utes were already trailing 30-17 at that point. And then there's nothing to see on TV. And I think that a lot of people went, okay, good. This made the decision for me. It's late. I'm not going to watch this team.
Well, yeah, but it's only two scores. It's true. They're still in the game.
It's true, but it was just so, it was one of those games where nothing was going on offensively, and so you're going, I don't know what I'm going to see change. But here's what Kyle Whittingham said after the game about the offense.
The real tell of the tape was the turnover margin, 5-2, although that last Hail Mary wasn't really anybody's fault. But those four turnovers by the O and only 10 points, it's tough to win a Pac-12 game, especially against USC with that type of production. And that's the thing that really surprised me the most in a negative way, is I thought that we'd be much more productive offensively than we were. We just never really got in sync.
That's like you were saying, Scott. It was supposed to be the opposite. So here's what he had to say about his defense.
There's a lot of things that were very encouraging on defense, but we got to get better. I mean, we didn't get... they had 350, just over 350 yards, which in this day and age has not a lot of offense. But when you just don't have a lot of help on the other side of the ball with the turnovers, then that compounds your problem.
The thing that's disappointing about this to me, Scott, is that's exactly right. The offense from USC was not a massive output. This was a USC team that has been, kind of.
They've had great players. Right. Four wide receivers that are NFL talent.
This is a gettable team. And Keaton Slovis was not amazing. They didn't have much of a run game at all. And you saw that they could absolutely. This is a year where you can get USC, which has been the case every time they've had them at home the last four times. But it was just everything stacked against Utah.
Yeah, Utah needs to. They just need more experience. And, yes, there's no question. You've got to play a good game against USC always, and you can't turn over the ball. Coach Whittingham said something you didn't hear there, and that was, this was a weird environment, and it was weird. And I think it's a real thing. I think you think, oh, yeah, it's not a big deal. You just go and play. But these young players, they need the electricity of the crowd. And with no fans in the stands, no fans, and you've got construction in the south end zone.
That was so weird when they're kicking into the tarp.
Right, and you have Utah didn't even warm up. They warmed up at their practice facility, took buses, and just showed up for the game, more or less.
Weird.
And I believe that it's a real thing, this no crowd, and you need that energy. I mean, this is the most important, most exciting game if you're a Utah fan. You know the stadium's going to be blacked out. It's going to have this just incredible energy to it. And there was no energy anywhere. And I think it makes it hard on the team. I do.
We're going to talk more about this evening. Next, we're going to talk about BYU, the win over North Alabama. And where does that sit with BYU? I'm less interested in the game of the 66-14 and more in where does BYU go from here? how the University of Washington made a blasted BYU on social media. Are they going to be able to get another game before this season is out? Is it going to be more than the 10 games? We'll come back. We'll talk about this. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.